So I came across a scripture. Okay, let me just read it. So it's Romans 1, 28 to 31. And because they did not think it worthwhile to acknowledge God, God delivered them over to a corrupt mind so that they do what is not right. They are filled with all unrighteousness, evil, greed, and wickedness. They are full of envy, murder, quarrels, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, arrogant, proud, boastful, inventors of evil, circle inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, senseless, untrustworthy, unloving, and unmerciful. This is currently the stage that we're in. This is how people are living now. All you have to do is just hear or watch even documentaries or even just on social media, people talking their stories, their testimonies of unmerciful friends, husbands, lovers, parents, people that slander you, go on campaigns and slander you, God haters, people that just go out because they don't want the ways of God and they just come after Jesus, are arrogant, proud, boastful. But one that hit me was inventors of evil. This one hit me because I've been in places where things were invented for the good of man, only to kind of sit and be like, but why must people die first for it to be the good of man, for the good of mankind? It doesn't make sense. If you're inventing something, it should work out. It should be good for everyone. Why does somebody have to die for this thing to work? And secondly, it's only for a select few. The highest bidder is always the first choice. And then after that, what we call then class systems, all the way it dribbles down to people that get dragged. They're just going to have to find their way and how they do it. And I sat with this term, shock of my life, and I actually put the Bible down and I put it away because when it hits you, when sometimes scripture hits you, you're discombobulated because you don't know what to say. You don't know how to respond to God. You don't know what to do. Should I repent? Should I cry? Or have I been involved? My hands dirty because we got jobs where sometimes they ask you not to campaign for injustices, where they want you to ignore things, ignore that this is not good for this person. And when somebody that speaks righteousness, that stands up against something that is evil, they persecuted in front of our eyes. And we sit there as the church saying, oh, we don't know when persecution is coming. Persecution is here. Anytime you say anything that it is for the good, or you stand up for the truth, or you stand up for righteousness, you will be persecuted. So persecution is here. There is more persecution that is about to come. It's about to get heated up. But standing up for something that's right, you'll be persecuted. And maybe not even to say that, oh, stop persecuting that person. You are addressing a situation. No, but that's a lie. You just lied. Why are you lying? You're lying and you're pushing fear so that people can make a decision. You're manipulating people. This is not true. Just simply saying that you will be persecuted. This is the times we're living in now. It's getting worse that you now speak against injustices at your own risk, at the risk of your job, at the risk of your family. It's already happening. So, soldiers of truth, gird your loins with the armor of God. Please stand with the Lord. Come to Jesus and ask him to be your strength, because we actually now are going to have to step into places where we believe he's already gone, because we can't go there if he hasn't made a way. He needs to make a way for us. When I saw this, inventors of evil, I said, Father, every day we take part in this. Like, let's say now the big media moguls, you get busted for lying to millions of people. Millions. You get busted. The person that busts the case open, that stands up, they go missing, we can't find them, they've died, accidental killings. So just simple like that. They might not even be speaking Jesus. They're like, look, this is happening. But yeah, here we are. Somebody has mentioned this media, this thing is all deceptive. They've already changed it. You've got people that won't want that. They won't want to hear the truth. So what do? They take part in the lie, in the deception. The Lord says that because they've been deceived, they'll deceive others. So they'll take part in the deception. The invention of evil has just happened. They'll take part in it, use it as a weapon, and then they'll just start sprouting it. They'll start manipulating a whole quote-unquote divide. But like, what kind of divide? What do they mean by divide? Because we are all living under God's grace. Only He divides. Remember, Jesus says that there was the field, they went and gathered the crops. So one side was the wheat and the other side was chaff. Only Jesus does this type of division and His kingdom. So when we're talking about a divide, it's still machinations of people using evil to divide you. It's still evil. I'm going to try to divide your opinion. I'm going to divide these people from uniting, from speaking the truth. I'm going to divide these people from believing. I'm going to divide these people from standing up for righteousness. If you take part in this, please repent. Whether you are sprouting gossip, slander, whatever narrative you're pushing, you've taken something that's clearly wrong. You've known that this person is speaking out of bitterness, but you spreading it, trust me, it is being judged by God. Not just people on media talking, oh, this is wrong, and you guys go after them, you persecute them. I'm saying Jesus Christ is sitting there. These things are noted down, and you are going to be judged for it. They won't be trying to convince Jesus, oh, no, because that woman said this. No, because that man said this. None. You'll be judged for what you have taken part in this invention of evil. All I'm saying, brothers and sisters in Christ, please be careful with your tongue. Watch what you say and watch what you listen to. Ask the Lord, wed with Christ. If you've noticed that there's a lot of stuff that you're listening to that is pushing you another direction, cut it off. Start fasting it. Say, Lord, I can't do it. The Lord sent me to a scripture. I feel like this is going to describe it. So if you look at Ezekiel 18, it's from 26 all the way to 32. I'm going to read it. It says, when a righteous person turns away from his righteousness and acts unjustly. All of Ezekiel 18 is beautiful, but I'm just speaking these ones. When a righteous person turns from his righteousness and acts unjustly, he will die for this. He will die because of the injustice he has committed. But if a wicked person turns from the wickedness he has committed and does what is just and right, he will preserve his life. This is what we're talking about, repentance. Repentance has got fruits. He will certainly live because he thought it over and turned from all the transgressions he had committed. He will not die, the Lord says. But the house of Israel says, the house of Israel, it's not just the house of Israel. We all speak like this. Listen to this. But the house of Israel says, the Lord's way isn't fair. Is it my ways that are unfair, house of Israel? Instead, isn't it your ways that are unfair? Did I not just list the inventions of evil? Would we call God unfair, but we're doing all these things and we don't call ourselves unfair, but we're quick to call the Lord unfair. Therefore, house of Israel, therefore you, whoever you are, wherever you are, the Lord says, I will judge each one of you according to his ways. This is the declaration of the Lord God. Repent and turn from all your rebellious acts so that you will not become a sinful stumbling block to you. Throw off all the transgressions you have committed and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Why should you die, house of Israel? For I take no pleasure in anyone's death. This is the declaration of the Lord God. So repent and live. We were just talking in a previous video about seek the Lord and live. But I found beautiful here where the Lord says, firstly, you know how we call him unfair. And I just listed the things that we do that are unfair, but also what he says, he takes no pleasure in anyone's death. We might be saying, aha, aha, here when we see a wicked person falling, dying, finally, but the Lord takes no pleasure in that. He doesn't want Satan getting another soul to torture in hell. Doesn't like that. He sent his son so that you can be redeemed. Of course, he's not going to take pleasure in that. If you think you're going to punish God by not taking his way, you're punishing yourself. But what we must understand is that we shouldn't rejoice in the people falling. We mustn't rejoice in people dying in their wickedness, because we know the Lord doesn't rejoice in it. I trust the Lord will help us understand more and more of his heart as he reveals it through revelation, hopefully, in his Holy Spirit. But anyways, I bless you. May the Lord be with you. In Jesus' name I pray. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.